Galveston, city by the sea, city of history, we salute you. Galveston, the gateway to the new Texas, gateway to the new day, gateway to the future. By ship they came, and overland they came, riding, walking, their eyes, their feet, their hearts set toward Texas, to settle here, to build homes here, to build their lives here, here in Texas. Nice wagon, came all the way from Virginia. Nice folks too.
Texas. I used to live in Tennessee. There I tooled my leather, work as fine could be.
I put plenty of bridles on old Tennessee horses. Well as making dang sure no Tennessee woman ever put a bridle on me. Not Murph Ennis.
Lived a wild and free life, drank too much and gambled more. Till that old tornado took my house and just left the floor. I felt like life was stinking, and then I got to thinking, there ain't no use in drinking, it's time to make some hay.
While the sun shines, and it sure shines bright in Texas.
Sold all my belongings, bought a wagon, don't you know? None of nature's wrongings will make Murph hang his head down low. They say life in Texas sure is fine, and I'm damn near positive they ain't lying. I drove in a post and hung a sign, and I rode out that day.
What did it say?
Gone to Texas.
What did it say?
Gone to Texas.
What did it say?
Gone to Texas, gonna find me a new home.
school teacher, Laura Hayes. She has her story, too.
Came here with my husband. He raised cotton, I taught school. We were young and happy. Life can be both sweet and cruel. I never laughed so much as when I was with him. I never cried so much as when I was without him. Though my lead was hearty, he took sick one April morn. Buried him on Easter, I was widowed and forlorn. How could life so deceive me? Each day that passed to grieve me. Oh, Ned, why did you leave me? So sad and so alone. I would leave Texas. Go east, perhaps to Georgia. But to whom or what? I neither knew nor cared. I was packed and ready. Then I thought, what if I go? Who will teach the children? Give them all they need to grow. I'll stay here and teach them how to read and give them the knowledge they will need to live and to learn.
Young man full of promise.
Andrew Merritt, tell us why you came to Tejas.
I'm from Carolina. All my life I dreamed of when I might have the money to buy myself a cotton gin. And I saved and I scraped and I finally had enough and I got me one. And that was a good idea and it did real well too. And then I got big-headed and bought me another one. Oh, I mortgaged the first one to do that, and that, my friends, was a bad idea.
Live and learn, Andrew. Live and learn.
It's been 2 years this summer. Drought and weevils killed the crop. I couldn't make the payments. All my dreams came to a stop. I lost what I had gambled. All hard luck I had sampled. From home I'd never rambled, but now I'd go away. And Texas is as good a place as any. Oh, it's better than most. Said goodbye to Papa, hugged my pretty sister Sue, gave a kiss to Mama. I said, oh, Mama, don't be blue. I want a new life, a brand new slate. The sign on my chin said, just you wait. I'll be a success. Texas is great. I've done gone there to stay.
What did you say?
Gone to Texas.
What did you write?
Gone to Texas, there on the sign.
Gone to Texas.
I'm gonna make it on my own.
Thank you. Laura Hayes. Such a pretty little girl. So soon become a beautiful woman.
Little girls with precious things, eyes that laugh and dance and sing, little smiles when joy they bring. Girls are precious little things. Ah, those charming little girls, oh, that golden hair and curls, everyone a shining pearl. I thank God for little girls. Now they fill me full of joy. Yet when I was just a boy, girls were as silly as could be. Now I see in all these years it's not the little girls who've changed. Who's changed is me. And now I know it is sad, all things must grow. Still I take some comfort from the fact that not all little girls, yet some, yes, what lovely women may become. Grown-ups need their social worlds, but not so with little girls. They have a world that's all their own till they're grown. And in a world that's full of many special things, one thing alone as life unfurls can compare. Yes, I take some comfort from the fact that not all little girls, yet one, oh, what a lovely woman, ah, what lovely women, yes, what lovely.
Thank you.
The news of Santa Anna's invasion ran through the settlements like a prairie fire. Stephen Austin made the long journey to the United States, once again appealing for help. But Texas still had no government, no fighting force, no navy. So a convention met in the cold and unfinished shed at Washington on the Brazos. And after days of debating, the delegates there on March the 2nd, 1836, made their stern and perilous decision. A constitution for Texas was then adopted, with the same property and human rights as those in the United States Constitution. David G. Burnett was elected the first president. Lorenzo de Zavala, vice president. Thomas J. Rusk, secretary of war. Robert Potter, secretary of the Navy. And Sam Houston, major general, commander-in-chief of the armed forces of the Republic of Texas.
I move that Texas declare herself now and forever free and independent of Mexico!
In the midst of the celebration came the appeal of Colonel William Barrett Travis, trapped with Bowie, Crockett, and his men in the Alamo. Houston's stern advice to blow it up had been ignored.
February 24th, 1836. To the people of Texas and all Americans in the world,
fellow citizens and compatriots, I am besieged in the Alamo by 1,000 or more of the Mexicans under Santa Anna. I have sustained a continual bombardment and cannonade for 24 hours and have not lost a man. The enemy has demanded surrender. Otherwise, the garrison is to be put to the sword. I have answered the demand with a cannon shot, and our flag still waves proudly from the wall. I shall never surrender or retreat. I call on you in the name of liberty, of patriotism, and everything dear to the American character to come to our aid with all dispatch. The enemy is receiving reinforcements daily and will no doubt increase to 3,000 or 4,000 in 4 or 5 days. If this call is neglected, I am determined to sustain myself for as long as possible and die like a soldier who never forgets what is due his honor and that of his country. Victory or death? William Barrett Travis, Lieutenant Colonel in command.
Republic. A word that calls to mind so many other words that I love, like freedom, equality, justice, liberty. Some words give you a feeling of hope and light and truth, a feeling that no matter what you've done before, you have the chance to make a difference.
I've run away. I'm sometimes strong, sometimes helpless. And I'll confess I've been afraid. But then, who hasn't? But here and now, I'll take my stand. Fight for what I know is right. I'll stake my whole life for a world once over. That word's liberty. For I have found a man can live.
But if you're free, you're the richest man on earth. For men can take your worldly belongings away from you, but they can't take away your dream of freedom. Not if you hold it in your heart. The man who dies for freedom's sake is that man who refuses to be a slave. And the man who lives for freedom, he is the richest man on earth. For liberty! If you hold onto it dearly, enough is yours forever!